just the only thing when you eat out, you don't have the leftovers.
Right.
Well, I think my whole refrigerator is filled with leftovers. Right. Oh, excuse me.
Well, I kind of liked it that way. And then...
Yeah, it's easy.
The next day, my dad's favorite meal is like ham and beans and cornbread and stuff.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
I put the beans on, but like I said, I was sick. And I couldn't.
Yeah, it just wasn't hitting me.
I told my mom, I said, do you think you can handle finishing this up? And she said, yeah, I can do it. I said, okay.
Well, that's so nice. Where do your parents live?
In Bullhead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool.
So,
oh, you're so lucky.
I kind of take care of them.
How old are they?
84 and 85. Mm. Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, holidays. I miss my parents.
Yeah.
But we had a lot of good holidays, so.
Yep. I put their tree up early this year. You know, because my dad's not well. My mom...
Marginal.
Yeah. And so, you know, you never know if this is
do
the last...
Do they have any major health issues?
Or? Yes.
Do they?
Yeah,
okay.
They both do. Yeah, dad has cancer, and it's terminal. And my mom had an aneurysm, brain aneurysm last year.
Oh, my gosh.
She was in the hospital for 3 months. We almost lost her.
Really? Oh, my gosh. No,
You're ready.
What?
Yeah, sorry.
Are we on?
Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Ellie Deaver, and I'm the chair of the Searchlight Town Board. This is November 28, 2018, and our agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board council may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove any item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item anytime. No action may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, the BCC, or Clark County Planning Commission, the PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside this room. Within 48 hours, advance request a sign language interpreter or other reasonable effects to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530. Supporting material provided to board members for this meeting may be requested from Laughlin's Town Manager's Office and will be available at the Clark County website. Hey, board members. Chair Ellie Deaver, Kyle Myers, Vice Chair PJ Dye, Donna Moore, and we have a vacancy. Our secretary is Tammy Harris, and our county liaison is Dr. Brian Paulson. Okay, be a call to order now, and we need a pledge. PJ, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, roll call. Ellie Deaver, I'm here. Kyle Myers?
Here.
PJ Dye?
Here.
Donna Moore?
Here.
Thank you. Everyone is here. Public comments. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of presentations, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Okay, we need an approval of the agenda for November 28th, 2018, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for November 28th, 2018.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? Zero. Okay, informational items, we have none. We have a planning and zoning for this evening. It's WC-18-400242. And it would be WS-1848-04. Costello, Gary, et al. Waiver of conditions. Of a waiver of development standards requiring streetlights on or near corners of all intersections in conjunction with existing single-family residential development on 16.3 acres in an R-1 single-family residential zone, generally located on the south side of Cottonwood Cove Road and the east side of Harry Reid Road within Searchlight. This is going to the BCC on December 19, 2018. Okay, up for discussion. Please make yourself known and please come up and say your name and spell it, and please address what you need to talk about. We have someone that wants to talk about what's going on here.
Bella, you might want to see if there's anybody, the applicant that's here.
Oh, the applicant. The applicant for this is Clark County Comprehensive Planning Development, and they are not here.
Okay. Just
okay. And your name?
Hello, I'm Diane Kendall, 185 Surprise Street. I spoke with the public defender, or the deputy district attorney, Robert Warhola, the other day, and asked him how he came to his conclusion. And he told me that they sent out cards to everyone in Searchlight and did not get any response. So they are wanting to just make this go away and make it easy for them. I do not know anyone in Searchlight that got a card. And he told me that he did it within 500 feet of this development. And I believe that if we set this aside, that we're going to be setting a precedent. There was a reason for a bond, there was reasons for the standards being done. Everybody I've been in contact with are against us doing the waiver, and I would ask the board to deny it.
Great, thank you, Diane. Someone else would like to come up and talk? Thank you.
Hi, my name is Gary Combers, K-O-M-E-R-S. I live 500 State Highway 164. I generally agree with what Diane just said. I believe it's a dangerous precedent to begin creating exclusions from a pretty comprehensive planning process. And I'm sure anybody who's been here for a while and built anything knows what it's like. So I would stand in opposition to this exclusion.
Thank you. Someone else, anyone else would like to speak? Kim.
I'm trying to get an understanding.
Kim, name.
Oh, sorry. Kim Colton, 675 US Highway 95. So originally the agenda came out, I thought, with just a waiver of standards on the streetlights. But it looks like that there are, so is it a waiver of standards just on the streetlight only, is it what's on here? Because the other things, there's the information packet with the Zoning Commission, there's talks about several waivers, alternative landscaping and so forth. So I just need to understand, is it just a waiver of streetlights, and it sounds like it's on gas lines, so nothing would affect Harry Reid. And I don't know if there's someone here, Gary, that would be able to speak on this.
Okay, thank you, Kim. Gary?
Gary Costello, COSTELLO, 516 Eads Addition Street. Most people here think that this application is by me. This is by Clark County. It has nothing to do with me. I'm only listed here as one of the property owners. And what they're asking to waive is the streetlights on Cottonwood Cove Road, the streetlights on Harry Reed, and also the paving of Gasline Road on the east side of the development. So this is so that they can help better in their lawsuit against the bonding company and give them a better offer and to say, pay us this much and this whole problem will go away and this litigation will stop. So I think Clark County's been in litigation with the bonding company for 5 or 10 years probably. And they're not really stating exactly what they're gonna give away because there's a whole list of other items that are on some of these papers by the district attorney. But they've only listed the streetlights on this one application. But the recommendation by the district attorney is the streetlights on both roads and the pavement of Gasline. So I just want everybody to know that this is not for me. It says Gary Costello, property owner. They only put my name because I'm the property owner. Then they put EGAL, which means and all others. So they're talking about every property owner in that development. But if we're only listed as owners on the application. Clark County is the applicant.
Thank you.
Anybody have any questions?
Yeah. Kim, can you clarify? I'm sure there are no streetlights.
Kim, come
right
up
now.
So we can hear you. To
Kim Galton, 695 US Highway 95. Can you clarify that are there no streetlights right there? I can't remember if they're doing.
I just drove by there and there's no streetlights.
At Harry Reed and.
Well, they're talking about a long Harry Reed and a long Cottonwood Cove.
Are there any streetlights?
I didn't see any.
No, there's
no
streetlights. No.
And I think somebody brought it to my attention, whatever streetlights were within the development, they removed them because they didn't get paid back when they started the development.
Okay. Diane.
I was just going to verify what he said. Yep. The streetlights were up and they took them down.
Wow. They took them down because they weren't being paid. Is that why you're saying?
That's what I understand.
Okay. Okay.
And then I guess somebody stole the wire out of the conduit after the streetlight got removed.
I believe these homeowners are paying HOA dues that could pay these streetlights. I would request that the board recommend a waiver of standards potentially on Gasline where it's not needed, but on the entrance road, that is would still be required. And there's no reason why they would pay HOA dues. We couldn't go towards that.
I wouldn't recommend a waiver of standards for anything because you don't know what Clark County is going to be doing. When you give them a waiver, then they can just throw anything.
Great. Someone else have anything to say?
Completely agree with all these fine folks who came up to speak tonight.
Okay. Do you have anything to say about this? PJ?
No, I do not.
Donna, from your research?
We definitely need to have streetlights out there. It is extremely dark. It's a safety issue. It was originally agreed upon by the developer to put them, and I am in firm agreement with the town that we absolutely should not agree to this, allow it to be waived.
Okay, Kim, I can't do this because we've already gone to the board. You've already spoken, and we can't go back.
So. Does Dr. Paulson have any input that what he's, if there's...
We, once it goes to the board for voting, no one else can say anything because the board gets to discuss
it. After the public speaks, and then it goes to the board.
Yeah, and so once it goes to the board for us to do anything, the public can't say anything else. That's the laws. Okay, so Kyle, what do you think about this?
I like to make a motion that we deny Clark County's request for off-site improvement waivers across the board.
I second that motion.
Okay, all in favor of stopping the waiver, if that's what we're saying, right? Is that what you're saying, Kyle, right?
Yes.
Okay, all oppose the waiver. Please say aye. Kyle?
Aye.
Aye. PJ?
Aye.
Oh. Donna?
Aye.
And LA, aye. So we oppose the waiver, and that is the town board. So now it will go to the county commissioners, and I do know that there are a lot of people in this town, and I will just say that that will be at that meeting at the county commissioners and want the streetlights up for us, for this town. So Let's see if there's anything else. General business, we have none. Comments by the general public. Wait a second, let me read this, Kim, okay? A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Kim, you have something?
Kim Colton, 675 U.S. Highway 95. The only thing I was going to say is I agree, absolutely agree, that we should.
I know, the only thing right now, and you do agree.
I'm just making a comment. Is my concern is that every time we take something to the county, they deny us. So all I want to say is that if there's any way to clarify when you're in your denial to say denied due to dangers, kids there, the events that coming out of the community center, it's a very dark corner. That's all, not just that we don't agree with it, that like it's clarified due to danger on that corner.
Okay.
If you could just please add that somehow into your denial as to the reasons why.
I don't think we have to be.
We can't communicate.
Yeah. I can't say anything. Sorry.
Noted.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. That's.
Jane
Overy, 210 North Montana Street. This has nothing to do with this, but I agree with y'all. I wanted to point out that we've had more and more damage done in the town of Searchlight. And one of the things I reported was out on the walking trail, the Spirit Mountain storyboard has been damaged by rocks. And I turned it into Metro because in the past, some of the things that have been turned in to the people that should be turning them in has not been turning them in. And just recently, I was told and shown a picture of somebody had torn the water fountain off the youth center, and they put it up so it could not be damaged anymore. And I'm just concerned because a lot of these things are going on and they seem to be petty, but when you have animals and other things involved in these petty little things, these are getting out of hand, and everybody needs to be reporting every one of these small little things.
Great. Thank you, Jane.
Yep.
Does anyone else have a comment? Brian.
Brian Paulson, Searchlight Liaison. I have just one announcement I'd like to make. Clark County Water Reclamation District is proposing changes to its service rules related to sewer use, access, and charges. The rates and charges impact capital improvements that currently include 62 projects representing $1.4 billion in investment over the coming 15 years. Comments are being accepted online at rates@cleanwaterteam.com until December 14th, 2018. Board of Trustees public hearing set at 10 o'clock a.m. on December 18th, 2018. And commission chambers at 500 South Grand Central Parkway in Las Vegas. And this is, I'm saying this now because our next board meeting is December 12th.
Mm-hmm.
12, yeah.
Yes.
That only gives you 2 days. I'm giving you a few weeks, and if you want to get comments in there, but we'll put this as an agenda item at the next meeting. Thank you.
Great. Anyone else have a, Yvonne?
Yvonne Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, 376 Encinitas. I only have one question. Last month, when we had the board meeting, they were talking about having a resident policeman here that would start being around all the time. Do you know what has come of that?
We can't talk.
Yeah, this is just a comment.
You can ask questions.
You can ask questions.
Yes.
Oh, darn. Well, that's my comment. Maybe somebody can ask them to give them a
update on the next meeting.
Yeah, at the next meeting, will you give me an update? Thank you.
Noted.
Again, that was a question.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Judy?
More of an announcement. Red Rock Audubon is going to have a field trip out in this area on Saturday, December 8th. So if you see cars early in the morning cruising slowly down the street and around, they're looking for the elusive curve-billed thresher. Mm-hmm. Anyway, probably no more than a dozen people and several vehicles cruising around.
And Ms. Judy, anyone else have anything to say this evening? Up, Kim. You're running out of time.
Kim Colvin, Search Head Volunteer Fire Department. As you all know, we had a fire the other day. It's devastating for people to lose their home and their valuables. Luckily, everyone was safe. I just want to remind everyone, we believe it was started with a stove, a pop-light stove or a heater. Please be safe with your heaters. Make sure you turn them off. Do not leave them on. It's very dangerous, so I just want to remind everyone. So.
Thank you, Kim. We need to keep this in mind. Okay, anyone else have anything to say? Okay, our next meeting date is December 12th, 2018.
I'd like to make a motion we adjourn the meeting.
I second that motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Zero. Okay, this meeting is adjourned.